right? So if you're feeling stuck, you know, get in that. The next thing I guess I would, that comes to mind for me, Kelly, is that I've been working on is any area in my life where I feel stuck, I'll ask myself, what have I not forgiven myself for? Napoleon Hill, when he wrote the book, the first book, actually before Think and Grow Rich, he was being interviewed one day about the 3% of people that were highly successful. And that was easy for him to talk about. However, one day he was asked, what about the 97% that have not achieved the success that they want? And what he answered was, he answered in a way as if he'd been waiting all his life for that question to be asked. And he said that what he had discovered through all of his interviews was that the biggest impact, or the reason why people are not doing more of what they want, why they're stuck, is due to guilt, shame, and regret. Guilt, shame, and regret, forms of resentment which keep us stuck. I should have done this, I should have done that. Either on their own or with someone else, like to be willing to look into your life, what have I not forgiven myself for? Because when we don't forgive ourselves, often what we see is that we're in revenge on ourselves. And revenge can look like not taking action towards your dreams.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to hop on here quickly before the episode begins and share a promotion that I'm running for the rest of April and all of May that may interest those of you who like to set goals, who are working on yourself, who are entrepreneurs, and want something more, better, different when it comes to your personal and professional life. And I'm offering a 2-hour coaching package for those of you who may feel a little bit stuck or you're looking for some clarity around what you actually want, what goals you want to set. So if you want some support in what is your vision, what are your values, and how do you align those two things to set goals that internally inspire you? So when you get up in the morning, you're excited, right, about getting into action towards the things that you say that you want. So if that resonates with you, this package would be a fit. And then also, possibly you're in momentum, you're creating results, and you want to go to the next level, yet you're in a little bit of confusion. You're not quite fulfilled with where you're at, and you don't know what to do or how to do it to elevate your results to the next level of whatever your desired success is in all areas of your life, right? Your physical health, your business, your relationships, your wealth, giving back, all of those things. So if that resonates with you as well, this package would be a fit. And so if this interests you, just go into the show notes and you'll see a link to my website and click on there and you'll see the promotion. It's a 2-hour coaching package and I'm offering $100 off for the rest of April and all of May. So $100 off. I would love to talk to those of you who would like that support and guide you and support you in getting your goals. And so take advantage of that. Look forward to connecting with those of you that do. And just once again, thanks so much for being here. I hope you're getting value. Thanks for listening. And let's get back and dive into this episode. Excited for you to hear what's coming up. Have a great day. Welcome, fellow entrepreneurs and goal getters, to Entrepreneurial Elevation, Unleashing Greatness Within, with myself, Kelly Beveridge, and my phenomenal guest today, Shirley Mitru. Okay, welcome, listeners. I'm excited for today's episode. I have a special guest on, and we're going to be talking about the journey of self-discovery and how it truly is the essence of living. And that's coming directly from the words and the mouth of our special guest today. She is from South Africa, which is exciting to me because I lived there for 6 years. So surely I already feel like we have a special bond and I love you so much already. And she moved to Canada 28 years ago. And when she moved here, she went into the public service sector for over 20 years as a senior leader. She's invested in herself in personal development. That's been her journey for the last chapter of her life. And she's just so inspirational with how she's chosen to take herself on. She literally set a goal to be a pro bodybuilder in the International Federation of Bodybuilders. And she hit that goal. She started that at the age of 47. We're going to talk about that today. She walked across Spain 900 kilometers. She's an intention coach, a wife, a mother, a grandma. She's an active volunteer within the community and contributes and gives back. And she's just the true example of leadership and being a leader. And so, Shirley, welcome. And please, did I say your last name correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mitru, Mitrau. It doesn't matter how it goes. Mitru.
Okay, awesome. Welcome. Welcome, lovely lady. And so we're going to dive in. You have such a great story and great journey and great message. And you're an example of self-discovery as you are living your life and you're in this new chapter now, which we'll get to. Yet I would love to go back to the decision that you made when you were in South Africa and you decided to uproot yourself and your family and move all the way to Canada. And so let's start there. Let's talk about that decision.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. Oh, it's such an honor to be here. And as I'm listening to you describe me, I'm like, I feel so grateful.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm like, sheesh, girl, you're creating your life. And yeah, so when I cast my eye back to 28 and a half years ago, living in South Africa, really not explored the world, living on the other side of the world, it's not something that was really in the realm of possible, really, for a family like mine to even really travel internationally. And yet there was something in us that was calling us to a life that wasn't just average. And we wouldn't even have likely used those words at the time, Kelly. That we were like, there's something else for us. There's something we're called to do. And we had a desire to explore life, to explore the world, and create a future for our children according to what we really wanted. And we saw an opportunity. People were like, oh, you can go to Canada. And we're like, okay, maybe we'll go there for 2 years. And we had our multi-generations lived in South Africa. Very close family. My parents just down the road. My siblings close by. I could not imagine what that would look like to move to somewhere where we'd never been because we couldn't even afford to go and look to see what this country was like. It was like literally a case of we're going to go, we're going to create our lives and we're going to take one step at a time. And I remember thinking if we let the ship go from the harbor, that's what we have to do first is pull up the anchor, set sail, even though we're not quite sure really where we would go. Nowadays, I tell you, you need to know where you're going. But then I was like, literally, we just knew we're going to British Columbia. Sometimes I thought, honestly, is that the British part of Columbia? My geography was shocking. I looked at the map and said, we're going there. And yeah, we did. We sold all our things, gave stuff away. Everything we had, we converted into a small bank draft, 7 suitcases. And we got on a plane, terrified and excited. Came to a country we'd never been to. So yeah, that's how we got to be here.
Oh my gosh. I love that though, because it's such a great example of how one decision can really alter the course of our life. And our life is made up of so many decisions. And what would you say to somebody? Because as you're listening, I'm thinking of people who are in an environment that possibly isn't serving them, whatever it might be moving to another country like you chose to do. It might be in a relationship that is no longer good for ourselves. It could be in a job or career where we know that we're stifled and stagnant and stuck and need to move. It could be living in a neighborhood where you want to level up, right? And be around more affluent, wealthy mindsets. I believe our environment is huge in our growth journey as well. What would you say to somebody who's scared to leave the comfort zone of their current environment? Because that's such a big example in a leap of faith that you and your family took. Yet what would you share with people in how to go about having the courage to go and do that, no matter how small or big it might be for someone?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, like, I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, being scared and doing it anyway is part of life. Yeah. It's often the start that stops most people, right? Because waiting for it to be perfect, waiting to have clarity on exactly how it's going to be and have jobs lined up or whatever, it's you're going to be waiting for a long time. And maybe some people are waiting forever for it to be perfect. And so I'd say, stop waiting for it to be perfect. Like, be willing to take that next step. And it doesn't mean that if you're doing that, that it is going to go smooth sailing. To use my ship analogy, right? Like, adversity in life is going to come.
Yeah.
And that's been a big learning for me on this journey, Kelly, because I think I had this perception in life that if I was like truly in my purpose, using air quotes for anyone who's only listening, not watching, if I was in my purpose, it was going to be in flow and it was going to be simple. It was going to be easy. And it was just, and if it wasn't like that, I had a perception that it was like, okay, now I must be off my path. Mm-hmm. And I love how I've got to experience that life is all of the parts, you know, and adversity is going to come. And my ability to bounce back, my resilience, that's what's going to support me on taking one more step and one more step and being willing to fail. So I'd say to them, look, stop waiting for it to be perfect.
I love that.
Now, for me, it was like when I decided that I wasn't going to live a life of mediocrity. And that's going to be different things to different people. But for me, it was like, I would hear people say, I would read a quote that said, you know, don't repeat the same year for 70 years and call that a life. And I'd be like, yes, no, I'm not going to do that. And yet I felt sometimes like I was.
Yeah. Right? So, oh my gosh. I love that though, because how many people do wait and they want all the dots to be connected and they want to know the how to's, and we will never know what it's going to look like on the other side until we take that leap. And I really enjoy that. That's what you shared. And so you came here, you came to Canada. You talk about finding our purpose and that. And I also love how you shared that when we're in our purpose, it doesn't mean everything's flowing and life is just rainbows and puppy dogs, right? And that's the part of the self-discovery, because I think that's a big question people have as well, too. It's like, why am I here? What is my purpose? So you came over here to Canada, not knowing what you were going to do. And then you found yourself in the public sector career and worked your way up to leadership. So chat about that journey, that part of the journey.
Yeah, I was really grateful. The first 6 months of being here, we were like, one of us will work and one of us will settle the kids. And I know my husband was like, oh, heavens, he was really hoping he'd be the one that got the job first. Because being the stay-at-home dad was something that was terrified him, right? And so I started to work, grateful to be in the public service. And it was scary starting over. And it was so amazing to Kelly, because I would open my mouth, even like I do today, people would hear something different about me, an accent. And anything that I would previously have described myself as, oh, I went to this university, or I went to this high school, or this is my family, or this is my coach, none of that means anything. Right? It's like, and so I got to experience what it feels like to find, I don't really know how to explain it, but like my true worth, just in who I am as a beautiful human being. It's got nothing to do with you knowing where I went to school or my association in terms of my network in South Africa or anything that I've accomplished there. So getting to start over, I got to take a look at like, why am I an amazing human being? And it's because I'm an amazing human being, just like everyone is, right? With unique gifts and talents and a contribution to make to the world. So it was hard, Kelly. We had one-way tickets. Because that's how it was when you left South Africa. You couldn't have a two-way ticket. That's exchange controls. We didn't have a lot of money. And it was scary sometimes. And it was lonely. And it was tough. And it was beautiful. So tough and beautiful. Like I put those two things together. And part of that is on reflection. I can promise you, at the time, it didn't often feel like that.
Yeah.
And you're missing your family and your friends and all of those other things. Yeah, it was difficult. And I'm so grateful for it.
Yeah. And I love that you share that though, because that's true. What you said about how you came here and you didn't have all of your previous accolades to back and prove in a sense who you were to the new people you were meeting. And so it was almost leaning into self-validation that the only person that needs to know how amazing you are to begin with is yourself. Whoa, what a lesson. And I know you and I talked previously and you chatted about how a lot of the times what we feel is in the way, like our obstacles, our adversities, what is in front of us that scares us is actually on the way. And so maybe chat about that if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things that for me, really, when I look back at my life, I'd be like, I think I really now found that out in the last year, because I recognize that when things were hard for me, I was quite good at avoiding them. I'd be like, oh, that's too difficult. That conversation is hard. That relationship was struggle. Surely knew how to run away from things. Even though what you're hearing is, of course, the great things that I've done. Okay. There's always two sides. And it's in through my biggest struggles that I've recognized and come to experience for myself that that is my truth. That the things that I am avoiding actually have the solution that I'm needing right now. So I've come to train myself, for lack of a better word, where it's like when I ask myself, what are you avoiding right now, Shirley? Are you avoiding feeling something? Grief? Are you letting it come? Instead of stifling it and avoiding, be like, lean into that. If it feels hard, I'm like, there's my clue. There's my trigger. It's, I don't want to go there. Go there, Shirley. Be willing to look. Turn that stone over and see what's available for you there. And it's been through some of my hardest experiences that was a lesson for me.
Wow. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. You chat about that. Like you weren't always aware, like that's what you were doing or that was what was going on. And I know you invested a lot into your personal development and really peeling back the layers even more so you can have awareness and start to change and make different choices in your life. Chat about the decision to invest in yourself and the level of commitment that you put towards that, because like you're sharing, like I've learned all these things, yet it didn't just happen overnight, right? It didn't just happen because it's because you made a choice to learn more about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And so how I came to learn about myself more is, first of all, I guess the thing is I was always looking for information, right? I was reading books. I was listening. You know, maybe there weren't podcasts so much around those days, but I was listening to things. I was studying. But I always felt that there was all these things I knew to do, and yet I didn't do them. If I was truly honest with myself, is I know how to build a better relationship. I know how to grow as a leader. And in some areas of my life, I was doing it. And in other areas, I wasn't. And you mentioned I became a pro bodybuilder. And even when you say that, I'm like, shush, yes, I did. Now, that's not ego. It's more if you ever imagine something that would like not be possible for you, it'd be one of that. So for people who don't know me, I hadn't been involved in sports. I did a little bit of sports in high school. My brothers were the ones that were like getting all the accolades. And I had decided that I was like book smarts and that was going to be my journey. Part of that, like you're a smart girl, you study, you don't get results. And try to think now, what was your question?
No, it's okay. You're just about investing in yourself. Keep chatting about what you're talking about, because I think that decision for you to become a pro bodybuilder, being that it was so out of left field, once again, it goes back to the decisions we choose to lean into, what might seem hard or unrealistic or crazy, for lack of better words, right? Become our greatest teachers.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. And so, I found myself in a place where I had achieved a lot in my work. I was an executive director in the province. I really enjoyed what I was doing. And maybe later on, I'll touch on like purpose and what I think that is and isn't. However, I had a lot of success. If you look from the outside, you'd be like, oh, she's really successful. However, I knew that I wasn't, in some areas of my life, I was avoiding and not working on things that were tough for me. And I knew that I wanted more. I would often project my life for the next 30, 40, 50 years. And I had this thing inside. And at the time, I didn't even know how to really vocalize it. But I would be like, there's more for me. There's more for me. I'm here for some specific, unique reason, like we all are. And when I say unique reason, I think it's a unique, the changes and changes and changes, and ebbs and flows. It's not like you got to find that one thing. But I had decided that I was done with not taking care of my physical body. Stress eater, and I'd work hard at work and come home and drink too much wine. And I was like, this is not how I want to show my children and my grandchildren how to truly create their lives. And one day I just started bodybuilding. I didn't even start bodybuilding. I went to a workout class. I was like, okay, you go to a workout class. And I had this goal to go on the rowing machine and not have my triceps wobble. I had never done weights. And I remember I picked up like a 7-pound weight and did a lateral raise. I thought, imagine if I could actually like enjoy this, because I did enjoy it. And fast forward 6 months, 8 months, I decided to go into my first bodybuilding competition, which was here in Victoria. And I won my class. There was only one person in my class, because there's only one person in the town who's brave enough to go in a little blingy bikini at 47 on the stage. Anyway, fast forward to the following year, I was at provincials and I met a beautiful woman. Her name is Kathy Waterman. And she was next to me, actually, as we're about to go on stage. We're like encouraging one another. And I'm like, remember saying, hey, we're going out first before the young ones, because we're going to show them how to do it. Anyway, we became friends. And you ever had that moment, Kelly, where you just know, oh, we're going to be friends. And we stayed in touch and she'd come to Victoria and we'd go for dinner. And I remember one day I said to her, I love how you're like going for things. We would talk about what we wanted in life and what we wanted more of. And I said to her, how do you support yourself in having this cycle of growth? And she told me about personal growth classes that she was doing. And on reflection, of course, the moment that I said yes to her and yes to me to take the class, she became one of the most influential people in my life.
Absolutely.
Because that then really supported me in doing the internal work to recognize that everything that I had been seeking outside of me to really take my life to what I knew was possible for me was actually inside. And that I had been created with everything that I needed already. And some of me had gotten in the way. Some of the beliefs that I had gotten in my way. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, I'm committed now to continuing to do the inward journey of peeling back what's not supporting me in creating what I know I'm capable of. And that really was then a massive turning point in my life. At that very first class that I went to, Kelly, I said, I'm going to become a pro bodybuilder. And as I wrote it down, it seemed insane. And my reasoning at the time was because I felt that accomplishing that would give me a platform for supporting other women in creating more of what they wanted. And yet it's so beautiful to now look back and go, oh, that was just a stepping stone to something else. That life gets to be this journey of and now I truly do believe that I could accomplish anything that I want to. And I tell my hubby that. What do you want to do? I'm like, don't worry. I don't want to go to Mars. I don't want to go to the moon. But I can actually create the life that I want if I'm willing to work on me. So that's how I started that journey.
Wow.
Which, as you say, becoming a pro bodybuilder, winning the North American Championships in 2018, and then doing something else, which was for me at the time, something that I didn't know would be possible, like walking solo across Spain.
Oh my gosh.
Which, yeah, like I told you, Kelly, I love to talk about that because it was turning off all of the noise, all of the clutter, all of who I should be or shouldn't be and who was doing what to really connect with me and to listen to my internal dialogue. What do you want to and how will you create it? And what's been in your way? And what an incredible experience that was to take myself on every day.
Absolutely. And let's talk about that. Yet before we talk about your walk, I want you to share so many great things. I want to go back to your investing in yourself in personal development and then choosing this goal to become a pro bodybuilder and hitting this goal, right, in your late 40s. And you talked a lot about how you were avoiding in your, and then you started to address the things that you were avoiding. And I'm sure as you set this big, hairy, audacious goal, a lot of that came up for you, right? Like you were facing it in the mirror. And can you speak a little bit more to that? Because I know that so many people who are listening, including myself, that my self-worth and my loving myself fully is on the other side of what I'm avoiding. So what can people do to learn about that, to discover that for themselves and to start to face it?
Yeah. So in order for me to become a pro bodybuilder, I had to have a self-image of being a pro bodybuilder, right? That had to be so clear for me. And initially it was like, no, that's nuts, right? But I got to see how incredibly powerful I am, my subconscious, right? So I had to transform my self-image of myself, of this, you know, person who I never work out. I don't do hard things. I don't know how to do that, right? And got to transform the beliefs about myself that were in the way of me seeing that for me. And once I could emotionally connect with that, and Kelly, I'm talking about, and I was 50 when I won the North American Championships, right? So I was competing in the women over 50. Like I could see and feel and emotionalize 100% what it felt like to win.
And how did you do that?
And how did you get to there? So I would think about it, right? So for lack of a better word, like I would go inward and I would like visualize, I would see there I am. I'm going on stage. I'm standing in the middle. I know how I'm standing because I know how you stand when you're getting first place award versus second or third. I would see it. I would feel it. I would imagine what I was wearing, who was around me, who was celebrating me, who was giving me my award. At one point, I was like, okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to give me my award. Because he said, and my daughter, I remember youngest, she like laughed at me. I said, okay, maybe not him, but maybe Miss Olympia, but I would see it and feel it and connect to that. And that then supported me in driving forward towards that. And when it was hard, and it was, I trained 6 or 7 times a week. Sometimes I'll ask my husband, did I really train that hard? He'd be like, oh yeah, you did, honey. Eating, sleeping, whatever, I did it all. So it was like visualization was massive, because when my self-image matched that, I took the actions that were necessary to achieve that. Willing to do the hard work, because it is work, Kelly. There's no secret recipe. If people are on here to say, like, give me your tips and tricks, I'd be like, be willing to work on you. Embrace the sweat. And sometimes it's going to look like a toddler swimming, learning to swim with snot and water flailing and everything. It's just like, it ain't pretty sometimes. There's a price that must be paid. And visualization was a massive part of my transformation.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
For sure.
And how's that? Yeah. And relate that too, because a lot of people who are listening are entrepreneurs and they love to set goals and achieve goals, and they're high achievers by nature. Can you relate the importance of investing in ourselves, learning about ourselves, this self-discovery journey, to the direct correlation of success? Because I feel like a lot of people want success and they're doing so much, yet they're missing that key component that it will, your success will grow in correlation to your investment in self.
Yeah. When people take these courses, we use the verbs be, do, have. Right? Mm-hmm. Be. So I have to be that person first. And typically we think, when I'm going to do these things, I'm going to take these courses, I'm going to get ready to go out there and start doing it. Then I'm going to have success and then I'll be happy. It's all the wrong way around. It's like the investments in me, I'd be like, that's the greatest thing I ever did. One of the greatest things, right? Because money can be replenished. Time cannot, right? And by being willing to invest financially and in doing the work on me, absolutely accelerated my growth, because I got to see that it wasn't the how to so much, because I've been focusing on that, how to do all these things, and the doing, what was in my way was me. And what was also supporting me in some areas was me. But absolutely, I would definitely always recommend to people, be urgent about investing in you and not investing. Because I'd say to people, you could spend all of your money on the tips and tricks and the tools and the how to and everything. But if you're not willing to do the work that's internally, you're actually not going to actually do what you're learning. Right? Because we will not act consistently in a way that's inconsistent with our self-image. Mm-hmm. Right? So out there will be people who will tell you, come and pay me a gazillion dollars, learn my method. And unless or until you personally are willing to do the work to match your self-image with what you're looking to create in your life, you won't actually do it. And you'll get frustrated. Be willing to do the work on you and commit to a life of growth, because it is a life. And I think it's an incredible, beautiful part of life is growth. And that's what it is.
Wow. I love that. And that goes back to, you had shared something with me around your purpose and that you felt like you had this purpose, yet where you're at wasn't quite matching it. And I feel like what you just shared about self-image is also so important, right? People have these goals. They want the result they want, yet their self-image is not matching it, even if they're doing, quote unquote, all the right thing. And that's a really great message, Shirley. And so let's go to your walk across the Camino, because you went and you did that solo. And I know that's where you continue to discover more about yourself and what your purpose is. So share about that part of your journey.
Yeah. And for some people, maybe going to Europe with backpack is like something they've been doing since they were 17. It was very far from my journey. My kids were like, but mom, your lashes, your nails, like, you don't even have a back.
Like, it was just outside your comfort zone and character to just say, I'm doing this.
Yes. And I'm going to go. And it was scary and it was amazing. And I got to practice every day trusting myself. That was huge for me. And it did just impact me because, yes, it was impacting me because every day I would get up, set my destination of where I was going to go. But as I listened to that voice inside of me, I got to impact other people's lives on the Camino, made some incredible connections, experienced what I call miracles on the Camino. But it was like allowing everything else around me to be quiet and giving myself 6 weeks to be with me. It was like 6 weeks of personal growth, personal discovery. Came back, I was like, okay, I'm not going to go back into corporate world. And of course, I don't like poo-poo any of that. People that choose to do, that's amazing. It served me and my family a lot. But I was like, there's something more for me. And guess what I want to touch on too, Kelly, is that it's not one thing. If someone said, what is your purpose? And I know that I will share that here. But it's if people are waiting to get like a clear message of it's this one thing, I'd say you're missing the mark. Mm. Decide what you think it is today. And it might be going to Starbucks and being kind to someone.
Yeah.
You know, being open, being willing to support the people around you. That could be my purpose for today. Yeah. Yeah. So it was like, okay, Shirley, your life matters. You have everything in you in order to create the life that you desire. And share the message with other people that they have that too. That I'm incredibly special and so are they, right? I'm no more special, no more equipped, no more talented. Yeah, that people on this planet didn't get left out, depending on where you were born or how you were raised. That greatness is in you and you have the life. You have the means, you have the purpose, the ability to live the life of your dreams if you're willing to do the work. And so I was like, I'm coming back and that's what I'm going to find avenues to do that. So when you thank me for being here, I'm like, sheesh, you can't thank me, man. I'm so grateful to have an opportunity to share my message.
Yeah, I love that. And that self-discovery and just what makes you tick. And like you said, don't wait. Because once again, that puts us into a space of waiting to figure out what our purpose is. Just go out and find something to be grateful for and purposeful today. That's a great message as well. And as you're sharing, because right now, what I'm really aware of is that the last, I don't know, 5-10 years of my life, I really lived it on a hamster wheel, doing, busy, 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 and didn't realize actually how much anxiety I was living with within my body. And the last year, I've really spent doing my best to have those moments of stillness. I haven't trekked across a country to find out within myself. And I'm doing my best to have moments throughout the day where I'm just calming my nervous system and calming my mind and calming myself and being in stillness so that I can make decisions that are really in align with myself. And so what would you say to people about that? Because you had this amazing opportunity to go and take 6 months to really just be with you. And that's awesome. Yet I don't think a lot of people are going to go and do something like that, even though it's available to them. How do we do that in our daily life? Because I sometimes think that we get just so caught up and it's a conscious activity to do that every day. And that's going to serve us as well. So how can we do that daily?
Yeah, I love that, Kelly, because when I came back from the Camino, I was like, I want to be there. And I was like hankering after there. And I was like, surely life is happening to you right now.
Yeah.
Like to your point, right? So and I tell myself, well, how might you live as if you were on the Camino right now? And you shared about things to support your relaxation and your get rid through your stress on a daily basis. And absolutely, because I'm not going to be living on the Camino. I live right here, right? And so every day supporting myself in the way that you described too, being willing to, I use breath work. I use visualization to support myself using my mind to calm my body. So that's absolutely a part of what I do. And sometimes for me, exercise is meditative. I just did a big ride this morning and it's in a place where I'm supporting myself and being in a relaxed state and getting clearer. Then I'm taking the actions that really matter to me.
Yeah.
And constantly being willing to ask myself, where in my life am I not yet, you know, taking the actions that I need to take? And I shouldn't say need, but more that I want to take. And how come not? Doing the internal work. Because when we're in stress, it's usually, I find for me, is that because I think I'm like, should be doing something. I'm like shooting on myself. So that definitely supports me. And I love to be in growth. So going after things that matter to me, whether it's in the work that I do or in sports activities, it's a lifestyle that I've now embraced, you know, and I think my family's always waiting to see what will she do next.
Speaking of your family, how has you taken the time to focus on yourself impacted your family for the better?
I've got a couple screenshots of texts. Those screenshots, sometimes you get a text from someone and you just want to freeze the moment. And I haven't always been a perfect example to my children. I'll just tell you that straight. However, those times where they've shared with me, "Mom, you going for things that you want in your life has inspired me to do the same." Right? So when my grandsons ask me, "So Nanny, why are you doing that and that and that?" It's like, because I'm committed to changing the legacy of our family. It's not about me. It's about my kids, their kids, our community, the legacy that we're prepared to stand for, like changing the world. And so it's not about me, and it's about being willing to be vulnerable and show them the way, which includes standing up, dusting off the knees when it hasn't gone according to quote unquote plan.
Yeah. Way to go, Shirley. Way to have the courage, right? And be the example, not just for your family, for everybody else who's watching and gets to have the opportunity to have you in their life, even the listeners. I think that's super special, is that when you choose to take a stand, right? And the ripple effect that can happen positively because of that. And it's not easy, right? Leadership comes with sacrifice and prices that we pay. So it's not always easy.
Yeah, it's so great to surround myself with women like you and the work that you're doing, Kelly, right? Which is because we become like the people we surround ourselves with. That's putting myself in an environment where the people around me are in growth absolutely supports me. And not everyone that was in the beginning is still on the journey with me. Sometimes it's been lonely because people haven't wanted to take this journey, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's totally okay.
The community is a big part of that.
And speaking of community, I know that contribution and giving back is also a big part of your belief system and what's important to you, and that you live it and practice it as well in your daily life. So share about what have you been doing in contribution? And then also too, how has that impacted your belief in yourself and raised just your vibration for what you attract?
Yeah, as you say, vibration, right? So wherever I'm vibrating at, that's what I'm going to attract. And what I've been doing the last 2-3 years is facilitating personal growth classes, giving other people the opportunity to take that inward journey and see what's possible for them. I also get to do one-on-one coaching, and I'm committed to doing just like exponentially increasing that and having greater and greater impact and influence on the world. Because I want big.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not about ego, but it's there's a life that's worth living for each person. And I want them to see that they have infinite possibility inside of them. And so any opportunity that I can get to step into that with higher levels of responsibility, I'm like, I'm in. And Kelly, it scares me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, really, Shirley, how are you uniquely qualified for this? I'm like, yeah, she's going to do it anyway, because she is.
And you're not waiting for it to be perfect. Or you're not waiting for you. One, I don't believe we're ever going to be perfect ourselves. Yeah, we're not waiting for ourselves to be perfect or the situation to be perfect or the environment to be perfect. You're just going for it.
Absolutely. I'm going for it.
And just chat in relation to this, what is the concept of giver's gain? Because I think it's really important for people to really not just know about it, yet understand it. What does giver's gain mean?
Yeah, to me, it means contribution, right? And being willing to make a difference to others and to recognize, I think sometimes people think, if I give over here, I'm going to get back from that person. But with giver's gain, it's a willingness to give without an expectation of return. And that was a big thing for me to wrap my head around, because I recognized in my life that there was always a motivation around getting something in back. However, in giving, I'm receiving hugely, and it might not be from the avenue that I'm giving in, but absolutely I am growing. And then as I grow, I have greater contribution. So that's what giver's gain means to me. Pour into other people's lives. It impacts me in a positive way as well.
Absolutely. And you know what you shared is so true, because it's about giving unconditionally. Yet the cool thing is, if you practice that in your life, truly, I could be giving over in this area, and where I'm going to get is from a really
is from somewhere unexpected.
Yes.
And it is all cyclical. It's all energy. It all is just moving, just like money, right? You get it back. It's this flow. And surely I could talk to you about day one. Your personality is contagious and you can tell that you're living your message. And I love that you're super authentic. And just thank you, because I want to spend my time and surround myself with people who are authentically living their best life. And so I just have a few more questions. So what would you say now would be your idea of success for yourself?
If I was living every day in a life of contribution, so if I was contributing to other people, that would be my purpose. If I was tackling the things that had been considered hard for me, that would be my purpose. And so stepping in where it's hard and uncomfortable, and I know that a different version of Shirley is going to be required, that would be about living my purpose. You know, I tell people that I'm about courage, I'm about connection, I'm about contribution. And so I'm always looking in my life and going, okay, are you contributing, Shirley? Are you being courageous? What does that look like in your life? And are you connecting authentically with people? Which, when you tell me that I'm authentic, Kelly, it's like a gift for me, because I know that it's something I've really had to work on, because the being liked was such a huge thing. It's like, you know, finding the who is me and how do I need to be so that they approve of me? It's, no, I'm already worthy. And if they don't approve of me, hey, that's okay too. So that would definitely be a part too, is to say, okay, are you showing up authentically, Shirley? Are you revealing versus concealing?
Yeah.
Because that ain't perfect over here. I can just tell you.
Yeah.
So that would be part of it too, Kelly.
Oh, no, that's awesome. And okay, so next question, what would you say to somebody, it doesn't have to be an entrepreneur yet, somebody either entrepreneurial who's setting goals, is working on their personal development, and they're in action, they're in flow, yet they want to go to the next level and they're just stuck. Like, they're like, I don't know why I'm not able to create more or get that result or have flow coming in. What would be two or three pieces of advice you would give that person?
Yeah, I think the first thing I would be asking them is, are you truly working on yourself? Like, I would encourage them, like I said earlier, to invest in a transformational, experiential, personal growth, to take the time and the money to invest in themselves, to do the internal work, because that's what's truly going to support them in creating more of what they want in their lives, right? So if you're feeling stuck, get in that. The next thing I guess that comes to mind for me, Kelly, is that I've been working on is any area in my life where I feel stuck, I'll ask myself, what have I not forgiven myself for? Napoleon Hill, when he wrote the book, the first book, actually before Think and Grow Rich, he wrote a Pathway to Success, I believe it was called. And he was being interviewed one day about the 3% of people that were highly successful. And that was easy for him to talk about. However, one day he was asked, what about the 97% that have not, you know, achieved the success that they want? And what he answered was, he answered in a way as if he'd been waiting all his life for that question to be asked. And he said that what he had discovered through all of his interviews was that the biggest impact, or the reason why people are not doing more of what they want, why they're stuck, is due to guilt, shame, and regret. Guilt, shame, and regret, forms of resentment which keep us stuck. I should have done this. I should have done that. You know, so either on their own or with someone else, to be willing to look into your life, what have I not forgiven myself for? Because when we don't forgive ourselves, often what we see is that we're in revenge on ourselves. And revenge can look like not taking action towards your dreams. So if you're not taking actions, you feel stuck, be willing to say, okay, what have I not forgiven myself for? Where do I have any guilt, shame, and regret? Because when you'll know that you've forgiven yourself when you're taking massive action towards your goals. Oh, right? Wow. So if you're not taking massive action, it's like, okay, so what have I not forgiven myself for? Where do I have shame about how I should have gone, what I did or what I didn't do? And to move beyond just to forgive yourself, but to recognize that it's all part of our life. And I kind of go like this, right? Because it's got this. It's got the infatuation, the wonderful things. And it's got the hard stuff too. And it's bringing it into the middle and saying, I'm grateful for it all. And I'm seeing how way I'm practicing that more. It's absolutely supporting me, Kelly, on taking bolder action.
Yeah.
Because I'm worthy. There's no shame. Once there's none, but I'm like working on it. And then it supports me in taking massive action. That's something that comes to mind for me too.
What an impactful message. Thank you for sharing that. That's really impactful. I feel like a lot of the listeners are on right now, so they could have heard what you just talked about. That was really powerful. Okay, Shirley, if there was one more thing, just anything that you would like to share with our listener that they can take and apply into their life moving forward, what would that be?
I'd say adversity is part of life. Failure, air quotes, is part of life. And just be willing to fail fast, right? To go, it's not perfect if you aren't fit. Like, failing is doesn't mean it ain't perfect. Be willing to take action. To be learning is doesn't mean it ain't perfect. Be willing to take action, to be learning, right? So just be in it, right? And what am I learning? And so ask yourself, okay, so how resilient am I? How quickly am I bouncing back? Because that's what's going to be a key determinant to their success. It's not just IQ and knowing what to do, or EQ, connection with self and others, but resiliency, because adversity will come. And a bouncy ball bounces because of what it's made of. So be willing to look at what you are made of, your authentic self, the version of you that came into the world that is resilient, that is courageous, that is that toddler that's like wants it now. That's what you're made of, right? So to reconnect with that absolutely will support you in bouncing back, because adversity is going to come. If you are going for it, there's going to be challenges along the way, and you can grow through all of them, right? Yeah. Post-traumatic growth.
I love it. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So Shirley, oh my Lord, on that note, where can people find you? If people want more of Shirley, which I know they're going to, so they can continue to watch your journey, get your message, be supported by you, where can we find you?
Yeah, I don't have a huge social presence. However, I am on Instagram.
Okay.
I am on Facebook just as Shirley Mitru. They can find me there. If there are ways that I can encourage and support other people on their journeys, that's what I'm about. So they can obviously feel free to reach out to me there. So.
Perfect. And I'll put your information in our show notes. And then just lastly, Shirley, what's next for you? What do you have on the horizon?
Yeah. One thing that I'm working on, I'm going to be riding from Nelson to Calgary in summer. So they are sitting on live. So I'm going for some physical things that are hard for me. And it's a way that I support myself in growing. I'm going to be facilitating a different personal development class for an amazing organization, as well as the work that I currently do, and just continuing to expand my impact on the world. That's what I'm about.
I love it. Thank you so much, Shirley, for being here. Appreciate you. Excited for what's next for you, and just grateful for your impact that you are making and the contribution that you give to all of us. Thanks so much, Shirley.
It's my pleasure, Kelly.
I really enjoyed that episode with Shirley. I feel like her and I are a lot alike, and I can just learn so much from her. I'm loving my podcast. I'm having so much fun. I get to sit here and connect and talk to people all day long who I admire and learn from them and take away things that I can apply into my own life. So I hope all of you are enjoying what you're hearing. And I just want to thank Shirley again for chatting with us about her journey to self-discovery and becoming the best version of herself and leadership. And investing in herself, right? And that's what I'm going to encourage all of you to do, is go and find something that resonates with you, where you can invest some time and a little bit of money into learning about you and discovering about you and having awareness about you, so that you can get some limiting beliefs out of the way and some clarity about the direction that you want to go and become the best version of yourself through that self-discovery. And so if you're enjoying these episodes as much as I am, I encourage you to like and follow and subscribe and download and all those great things. Please don't forget to leave a review or leave a comment. I'd love to hear from you. And just once again, thanks for listening. With love, greatness, and success, it's Kelly Beveridge.